to this man, we've been talking about some halachas related to people who enter into a new home. Different shailas that come up. So we talked about Hilchas Mezuzah for a while. So now I want to shift our attention to Hilchas Tevilas Kelim. This is a very, very popular area, issue that comes up. What to do about new Kelim that you buy, which Kelim require Tevila, which Kelim don't require Tevila. It's one of the most popular shailas that the newlyweds ask. You know, after the basic Mezuzah shailas and other shailas, and then they often will ask shailas about Tevilas Kelim. So let's discuss some of the popular shailas in Tevilas Kelim. So the makkah for the halacha of Tevilas Kelim is a pasuk in Chumash. Question is whether it's a deraisa, but there is a pasuk in Chumash that talks about it. The pasuk in Parshas Matos says that after Bnei Yisrael came back from fighting Midian, they brought with them some kelim. They captured some kelim, and the Torah says that they were told that they can't use the kelim until they kasher them. The first halacha is that you have to kasher the kelim. Kibolo kach polto. However, the tarfus, the non-Jews, the non-kosher food that the non-Jews used in the kelim, however that non-kosher food was absorbed into the kli, that's how you have to kasher the kli. If it was something that was used on the fire, so then you have to use libun, you have to put it on the fire in order to kasher. If it was something that was used with water, then you need hagolah. Then you boil up water, and you put the kli inside the boiling water. Kibolo kach polto. Then the pasuk adds something else. The Torah says, "After mei nida yischata," that you also have to put the kli in mei nida. What does that mean, mei nida? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, "Mayim shenida ola bahem." The mayim that a nida has to go in order to become tahora. She has to go in mayim of mem sa'a, a mikveh. She has to go into a mikveh. So too, the kelim that come from the non-Jews require tevila. That's what the Gemara says based on this pasuk. The question is this a deraisa? Is it not a deraisa? The first glance you'd imagine it's a gzeres hakasav. That's what Rashi on the Gemara there says. Rashi says it's a gzeres hakasav that you have to be total kelim that come from a non-Jew. If a non-Jew makes the kli, so it was never made by a Jew. Now the Jew takes ownership of the kli, so then he has to put the kli in the mikveh before he actually uses it. Ramban, in his Perush on Chumash, is not so sure about this. He says, "V'libi mahara." My heart is thinking maybe the pasuk is just an asmachta v'alma. Maybe it's not a din daraisa. He's not so sure that it's daraisa. And then the Achronim go to town with the Ramban. The Ramban in Hilchos Macholos Asuras has many different lashonos. He uses the lashon midivrei sofrim. He says mipi hashmua amul chachamim. So they say, well, midivrei sofrim, we know, often means midivrei kabbalah. It's from the yudim amidos. It's really a deraisa. Amul chachamim though sounds like it's drabonon. It's not clear how the Rambam holds, but there's a lot of back and forth in this. Suffice it to say that it's a machlokes rishon. Machlokes rishon with the tefilas kelim, even the primary halacha of tefilas kelim, meaning being tovel clay matris metal kelim. Is what the Torah is talking about. The Torah mentions six types of metals there. Gold and silver and copper, iron, tin and lead, right? The six metals that the Torah mentions. Even that kind of tefilas kelim. Some say that's also drabonan, and others say, no, that's taka daraisa. It's taka daraisa. But even if tefilas kelim of the six metals is daraisa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there is a tefilas kelim that's only drabonan, and that is tefilas klei zechuchis. The Chachamim added an extra chumrah that you have to be tovel glass kelim as well. Glass kelim that were owned by the non-Jew, made by the non-Jew. That also was chayiv in tefillah. That's definitely the rabbonah. By klei matchis, it's a shaila, whether it's the raisa the rabbonah, but klei zechuch is definitely, that's only the rabbonah. Now, why would you have to be tovel the klei zechuch? So it comes to Gemara in Avodah Zarah and says that the reason why you have to be tovel klei zechuch is because it's similar to metal. Since if the glass kli breaks, there is a takana. You don't have to put it back into the kiln. You don't have to put it back into its original manufacturing position, right? In order to fix it, you can just melt something on it. I mean, we're not such bekiyim in doing that. Most of our kelim, if the glass kli that breaks, you'll just throw it in the garbage. But if you didn't have as many kelim, if it weren't as cheap, so you would fix the kli. So the Gemara says apparently you can fix a glass kli. Might be difficult, but you can somehow melt it on. It's similar to metal in that sense that you can melt the glass kli. So since islahu takana, they're similar to metal, and that's why they require tefillah. But it's only a din derabbanan. The Chachamim say that glass requires tefillah. What doesn't require tefillah? So in sharp contrast to metal and glass is cheres. earthenware kalim. Earthenware kalim are not chayiv in tefillah b'chlal. They're not like metal. If they break, you have to put them back into the kiln. You have to reform them. Right? Reform the earthenware kalim. So therefore, they don't require tefillah b'chlal. They're not like metal. They're not like glass. They don't require tefillah b'chlal. What's a nafkamina, whether tefillas kalim is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? This relates both to metal and to glass. But even if you'll be machmer for matchis, it certainly relates to glass. So what's a nafkamina? So some, strangely enough, some think that the nafkamina is whether you need a bracha, whether you have to make a bracha when you're told of the kalim. There are some mikvos that have very strange signs. They say for metal, you make a bracha, and they have the bracha al tefillas kalim there. And they say for glass, you don't make a bracha. I don't know where this came from. It's a mistake. It's not, it's incorrect. The halach is that you have to make a bracha on the tefillah of klei zechuchis as well. We know we make a bracha for mitzvahs d'rabbana. We make a bracha for lighting Neres Chanukah, for reading Megillah, for any mitzvah d'rabbana. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, v'heichan tzivanu. Right? You have to be able to say v'tzivanu in the birchas ha-mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, v'heichan tzivanu. Where did the chachamim command? Where's the mocker in the Torah that the chachamim have the right to command us? So the Gemara gives different psukim, but you see clearly that you make a bracha on mitzvahs d'rabbana. So to say you wouldn't make a bracha on the tevilah of klei zechuchis, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's a mistake. You make a bracha, don't. If there's one thing that you should walk out of this year, one piece of knowledge you should walk out with, is that you make a bracha when you tovel a glass kli. You should make a bracha. Okay, that's not the nafkamina between the two kalim. It's not nafkamina between whether tevilah's kalim is d'rabbanan or d'oraisa. So what taka is the nafkamina? So some might think, it's the classical nafkamina. What's the classical difference between the d'oraisas and the d'rabbanans? Suffolk, right? You think suffolk should be the nafkamina. It also might not be such a good nafkamina here. It might be a little bit of a nafkamina, but not completely. The classical case of suffolk is a suffolk if you don't know whether you did the mitzvah, right? You know, let's say a person wakes up in the morning, on Purim morning, and the morning is continuing, and he's preparing himself to take the bus up to Muncie to the Purim Suda. I mean, some people might be, some shiur. If they're not in the shiur, they might not be, okay, whatever. So he's preparing for whatever he's doing, and he says to himself, did I hear the Megillah? Like, he doesn't remember if he heard the Megillah. That can happen. You know, sometimes some Purim morning, people do get a little tipsy. It can happen, you know. So that's what we normally think, that a suffek, if you were yotzei the mitzvah d'rabbanan, so that's the question, right? Sveka d'rabbanan l'kula, sveka d'raisa l'chumra. So you'd imagine by a mitzvah d'rabbanan you can be mekel, by a mitzvah d'raisa you should be machmir. Yeah, but that's not really true in this case. The post can point out that tefillas kalim is different. Tefillas kalim is a dover sheyesh l'matirin. It's very easy to solve the problem. Just put the kli into the mikvah. Very easy to solve the problem. So since it's very easy to solve the problem, it's not so clear that if you have a suffek, if you did tefillas kalim, that you're potter from doing it again, even by klei zechuchis. Right, the Gemara in Beitza says that Sveged Rabbanan Lekula doesn't apply by Davar Sheyesh L'Matir, because it's so easy to solve the problem, just to put it back into the mikvah. It's not like reading Megillah again. Reading Megillah again is a complicated, drawn-out procedure. You have to know how to read. It's not so simple. So the post can say that if a person has a suffolk, if he was tovel l'kli, he really should be tovel it again. Whether it's matches, whether it's zechuches, he should be tovel it again. We should be machmir, because since it's a davar sheyesh matir, we can't be mekel b'makom suffolk. But there is a case where you can be mekel b'makom suffolk by a klei zechuches, let's say. And that is, let's say there's a suffolk in din. There's a suffolk whether this kli is chayev in tefillah. We'll see as we continue. There are many situations where there are sveikis in din, where the kalim are chayev in tefillah. Some of the poskim say that if it's a bona fide suffolk, it's not like, if poskim hold no, it's absolutely chayiv, so then they're not going to be mekel. But if there's really a suffolk in the poskim, in the earlier poskim, or a suffolk in the Gemara, right? If there's a real suffolk in the Gemara, so then by a kli that's only chayiv midrabbanan, there might be room to be mekel, and maybe you don't have to be tovel such a kli. Because that's really a suffolk. Right? That's a bona fide suffolk. Dovah sheyesh matir doesn't apply to such a case, because that's not a suffolk whether you were yotze the mitzvah. That's a suffolk in the ikar achiyav, a suffolk whether the chiyav exists. If you know for sure that that this kli is chayv and tefillah, it's just you don't know if you did it or not, so then if it's a davar sheyesh matir, then you can't be mekel. But if there's a suffolk in the ikar achiyav, then even if it's a davar sheyesh matir, there might be room to be mekel. Okay, so we'll have to see as time goes on. That's perhaps one nafkamina. when the Tefillas Kelim is derived from only the Rabbanan. But perhaps the most popular nafkamina is, who can you trust about Tefillas Kelim? Does a Godol have to take his Kelim to be Tovel in the Mikvah, or can he give it to his younger brother, to his younger brother's a Kotten? Can you trust the Kotten on Tefillas Kelim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei, Nechas Tefillas Kelim, quotes from the Chumash Hadeshen that we don't trust the Kotten on Tefillas Kelim. Why don't we trust the Kotten on Tefillas Kelim? So the Nosei Kelim there explain that it's because Tefillas Kelim is a din deraisa, it's a mitzvah deraisa, and ketanim are only nemon on dinim derabbanan, like bedikas chametz. The Gemara Pesachim says ketanim can be nemon on bedikas chametz. It's only derabbanan. So even though there's a tircha involved, we do trust the katan on bedikas chametz. Okay, that's a din derabbanan. But since Tefillas Kelim is a mitzvah deraisa, you can't trust the katan. Oh, if that's the reason why you can't trust the katan, so what's the conclusion that you should draw, that for Klei Zechuchis, at least, where we know it's only the Rabbanan, you should be able to trust the cotton. You can't trust the cotton for Tfilas Kalim of metal Kalim, because that could be Daraisa. Maybe Rov Rishonim even hold that it's Daraisa. So for that, we're going to be Machna not to trust the Kanim. But for Klei Zechuchis, that's definitely only the Rabbanan. So for that, Yitaka could trust the Kanim. That's how the Poskim assume. That's how the pasuk is in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perak Lamed Beis, Chilek Beis of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in the original version. Right? He's talking about Tfilas Kelim before Shabbos, on Shabbos. So he says that on Klei Zechuchis you can trust the Katan. So Lachar the Pshat is that's only the Rabbanan. So Katan are always Neman and Dinim the Rabbanan. So for that you can trust the Katan. Though it is better to do it yourself. It's always better for the Gadol to do it himself. This is not like chinuch that you have to be mechanech the cotton, right? So it's better for the Gadol to do it himself because he can make the bracha himself. Why should he give the bracha to the cotton? Let the Gadol do it himself. Okay, if the Gadol can't do it for some reason, the question is, can you give it to the cotton? You have glasses that you have to be told. And the Gadol is fatracht and something else. He's very busy and there are guests coming and he just can't do it. It's not sharp. Can you trust the cotton? So if you have metal kale, if you have silverware that you want to be tovel, so that you can't trust the cotton on. If you only have glasses, right, since the mitzvah is only the rabbanon, so for that you would be able to trust the cotton. Okay. Some shilas that come up in the poskim about certain types of kale. So one of the shilas about the types of kale is plated or glazed kale. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about clay kunya. Clay kunya are kelim that are made out of cheres, they're made out of earthenware, but then you cover them, you coat them with lead. So the question is, do we look at the clay as being an earthenware clay and it's potter from tefillah, or do we look at the coating, we take the coating seriously, and therefore we assume that it's chayiv in tefillah. So the maskana of the Gemara is that it's chayiv in tefillah. If it's coated, certainly if it's coated both inside and outside, so that becomes the ikar of the kli, that becomes part of the kli, so then it would be chayav and tefillah. So, we're not going to coat our kelim with lead, but maybe we coat our kelim with glass. There was a time when China was glazed with glass, a real glass. They had like a glass coating on top of the china. It's a major discussion in the poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din if you have glass coating on the kli? Why? Well, because metal coating is only a shayla in the Gemara, and metal is the ikar chiyuv. So if there's a shayla in the Gemara about coating with metal, then about glass, maybe it could be makel even more. It's a shayla in the poskim. So the question is, what do we do with our glazed china? Like that's our example of something that looks like earthenware kalim that are covered with glass. So the modern day poskim say that our glazed china has nothing to do with the discussion that the poskim have about kalim that are coated with glass, with glycerate, as they called it. Those were kelim that really had a glass coating on them. Our china does not really have a glass coating. All they do is they spray the china with some kind of chemical to make a sheen, but that's not really glass. It's not really a glass coating. So it's insignificant. It's bottled to the kli. So even if it's an important part of the kli, we don't want the kli to get damaged and that the all of the sources and everything are going to stain the kli, but it doesn't matter. It's not significant enough. It's just a spray. It's just a sheen. It's a spray that when you put the kli into the oven, it's going to create a sheen on top of the china. So that's not significant enough to require tevila. So pashup shot is that china does not require tevila. China doesn't require tevila. because it's earthenware, it's clay cheres, and one thing we know for sure is that clay cheres is not chayav in tefillah. Clay matchis is chayav in tefillah, shayla if it's the rice of the rabbanah, clay zechuchis is definitely the rabbanah, but it's also chayav in tefillah, and a bracha. Clay cheres is not chayav in tefillah b'chlal. There's no need to make a bracha on the tefillah's kalim of clay cheres. In fact, don't be tovel them. Right? There's no need to be tovel the clay cheres either. So China does not require tefillah. How about karel? Karel is a very popular shayla. What do you do with karel dishes? So the Sefer Ohala Yeshurun quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't sure about this. And initially, Rav Moshe felt that maybe you could be mekel. It's not like zechuchis. Karel is not like glass. Maybe you could be mekel outright. You don't have to be tovel them at all. Because only a suffix if it's zechuchis. Sveged Rabbanan Lekula. Maybe we should be able to be mekel. See? It's a suffix in the Iker Achiv. So maybe a suffix in the Iker Achiv. Maybe you could be mekel. But then Rav Moshe was chosabon. He said he thinks you should be tovel without a bracha. Rabbi Willig felt that you could be mekel for the original Rav Moshe. You could be mekel to assume that since it's only a suffix whether karel is clay zechuchas or not, so maybe there's room to be mekel. It's only a sveka the rabbanah to begin with, so karel should not require a tefillah. What's the svar to say it's not like zechuchas? Well, the Gemara says, what's the yesod of clay zechuchas? That hol v'chinesh tabru yesh lahem takana. When they break, you can just melt it together, and there's a takana. So karel is not supposed to break, but we all know that karel does break. Right? Sometimes, if you drop a karel dish and it hits the floor in the wrong way, it does break. And when it breaks, it shatters into pieces. There's no takana possible for such a karel dish. So it's very mustaber to say that it's not like zechuchas. So that's a good svar. Rabbi Willig felt that's a good enough svara to say that misafek, we have a safek whether there's a chiyuv to begin with. So you can be mekel by a sveka de rabbanan. So he holds that you don't have to be tovel karel v'chlom. Yeah, so I think that's a psak that you can follow. Yes?
Sorry, what is karel?
What is karel?
Yeah, I got it.
You can't be serious. Karel is the classical dishes that most people use, you know, for weekday, for dairy dish, or even for fleishigs during the week. Most people don't use china dishes during the week, do you? You use china during the week?
Paper.
You use paper during the week. Okay, but if you have a family, you might not use paper during the week. You use Karel. It's easier. Sometimes it's just put in, you can put it in the dishwasher. I guess paper you could just throw out. Paper, look, you can use paper, but the problem is if you're eating something with a sauce, it goes through the paper. It's not, people use Karel dishes. It's very
it's like a hard
very popular.
I showed you a picture.
You know, it really looks like cheres, to be honest with you. It looks like china, but a cheap type of china. It really just looks like a cheap type of. He never went to the Karel outlet? Woodbury Commons or some other, you know, one of these malls. You never went to the Karel outlet? Wow, this is unbelievable. Okay, Karel dishes. I see. Okay, Mitzvah Shemax, you know, when it becomes relevant, you'll ask the Shai. Okay, how about plastic dishes? Okay? So plastic is also a Shai. Some poskim want to say that plastic is lu takana. You can melt the plastic down. I don't know what that means. You can melt the plastic down if it breaks. Melt the plastic. I don't understand what the words mean. Most poskim assume that that plastic, if it breaks, there's no way to fix it. So therefore, it's not chayav in tefillah b'chlal. It shouldn't be judged like clay zechuchis, since when it breaks, there's no way to fix it. So therefore, it shouldn't be chayav in tefillah. I think the minig in the Broyers community is to be tovel plastic kalim with a bracha. You heard me. They treat plastic kalim like glass kalim. And the poskim that they follow must have assumed that the plaster can be fixed. So if it can be fixed, it's like glass. So it has a chiyuv tevila. It's not a daraisa, it's not like metal, but it has a little bit of a chiyuv tevila. So if it, I should say a little bit, it has a chiyuv tevila derabana. So you're mechuyev to be told about the plastic. It's a big chumrah. There's so many plastic things that we use to hold food in, right? The halacha is that you don't have to be tovel all of your kalim. You tovel the kalim that are going to touch the food. We'll talk about that next time. You tovel the kalim that touch the food in the final stage of the food. So we have a lot of plastic things that we use that touch the food. So if the minhag in Broyers is to be tovel with a bracha, you have to be tovel all your plastic too. I think the minhag in most places to follow Rav Poskim, not only do you not make a bracha on plastic kalim, but you're not even going to be tovel the plastic kalim at all. at all. Okay. One final shaila that we'll talk about. Aluminum pans. Disposable aluminum pans. Are you total disposable aluminum pans or not? So first of all, aluminum. What is aluminum chayev in tefillah or not chayev in tefillah? So aluminum is not one of the six metals that are mentioned in the Torah. And there is a machlokas haposkim where when the Torah mentions the six metals, for all halachas of metal, do we say that other metals are included in those six? Or do we say, no, the other metals are not included in the six? Rav Moshe suggested that even if aluminum is not included in the six metals, it's no worse than glass, because it has the same properties as metals. Right? You can melt it into a shape, and if it breaks, you can fix it. Right? So, chor, it's no worse than glass, even if it doesn't have a chiyah tefillah in the Torah, but there are abundant, it's still a chayav in tefillah. But the question is, disposable pans. You know those disposable aluminum pans, Max? You're familiar a little bit with disposable aluminum pans? That you got? Okay, so disposable pans, are you chayav in tefillah? Are those disposable pans chayav in tefillah? So there are three shittas here. Rav Yaakov Breisch, the Chelkas Yaakov, he suggested that since these kalim are normally thrown out, they are disposable, they're made to be thrown out, they don't have a shame kli b'chlal, they don't have a shame kli le'inyin kabbalah stoma, so the Chelkas Yaakov felt they shouldn't have a shame kli le'inyin tvilas kalim either. So there's no chiyuv to be told of such kalim b'chlal. Rav Shechter takes the other extreme. He felt that even though these kalim are meant to be disposable, people do use them more than once, and the reality is you could use them for a long time. They don't really break. That's flimsy, but they don't really break. You really could use them for an extended period of time. Rabbi Shachter feels that because of that, he thinks you should be tovel your disposable aluminum tins. I've seen, when I've gone to the kalim, if I've seen people who actually, they are tovel disposable aluminum tins, so there must be other posts who hold this way. Because the people in Muncie are not following Rabbi Shechter. So, yeah?
Glass bottles?
Snap. We're going to have to talk about snap bottles. You're saying something else. You're saying a glass bottle that comes with food in it, but after emptying it, you want to continue using it. Oh, that's a big shayla. Regular glass bottles, of course, require tefillah. What's a shayla?
No, my shayla is snap bottles.
Oh, so we'll talk about snap bottles. Not for today. Not for there, but we'll have to get this. That's quite a shita, quite a chumra Rabbi Shechter has, that the disposable aluminum tin pans, they require tefillah as well. Why? Because the shame disposable is not a function of the kavanas adam, but rather of the kli itself. If the kli itself doesn't have to be disposable, if it's strong enough that it can last for a long time, then it's not viewed as disposable. Rav Moshe has a third shita, a middle of the road shita. He writes in a tshuva, he says, look, it's not roi lamod yomim rabim. Even though you could use it for 2-3 times, it shouldn't require tefillah. Why? Because it's not roi lamod yomim rabim, he says. This is not the same as the Chelkas Yaakov. The Chelkas Yaakov says, since it's nizrak, since it's disposable, it's not as Hashem kli b'chlam. Moshe says, no, it's not roi lamod yomim rabim. You're not going to keep it forever. Even though you might use it 2 or 3 times, but you're not going to keep it forever, so therefore it doesn't require tefillah. So it's an interesting lashon. He says that you can use it 2 or 3 times, but it's not roi lamod yomim rabim. So some thought that according to Rav Moshe, you should be able to use the kli even for 2 or 3 times. You can't use it more than 2 or 3 times, because then you're showing that it's roi lamod yomim rabim. Right? The roi lamod yomim rabim means more than 3 times. But if you use it only 2 or 3 times, that's okay. Because that's the whole point. It's not roi lamod yomim rabim, but it's roi lamod 2 or 3 times. And the 2 or 3 times doesn't make the shame kli. It has to be able to last more than 2 or 3 times. If you take Rav Moshe's svara seriously, so what should come out is that you should be able to use the aluminum pans 2 or 3 times without tefillah. So these are three shittas. According to the Chelkas Yaakov, forget about it. You don't need any tefillas kalim. You can use the kli forever because it is disposable. It's meant to be disposable. So if you're going to be strange and you're going to use the kli more than 2 or 3 times, that's not a problem. According to Rav Shechter, you have to be tovel the aluminum tin pan even before using it one time. According to Rav Moshe, you should be able to use it 2 or 3 times as long as it's not going to be omeg yomim rabim. As long as you're going to throw it out after the 2 or 3 times, it doesn't have a shame kli. So at least the 2 or 3 times you would be able to use it, and then just throw it out. You know, if you have a couple of tins that you use frequently to prepare pizza or to prepare french fries or whatever, you can reuse them the 2 or 3 times, but just make sure that after 2 or 3 times you throw it out, and then the shame disposable stays on the kli, and that's why it's not going to be chayiv in tefillah. Yes. I would imagine. I think Rav Shechter holds me'ikar adidas, chayiv in tefillah. So you make a bracha on that. If it's metal, it's no worse than glass. You should have to make a bracha on it.